Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
And did he make the catch? He did! He got it! The Red Sox win!
The Red Sox win.
I just went head over heels in my chair.
Sale winds. He fires.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship. The Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1. They win the World Series 4-1. And the Red Sox become the first team in the 21st century with 4 World Championships. Can you believe it?
To my man Joe, very proud of you. Glad that you're part of my life. Glad that you're part of our life, the Red Sox Nation. And I know you're going to be around. You're not going anywhere. But I'm glad that you can dictate what you want to do. You know, enjoy the family. And Hall of Famer, Joe, you're the man. Thank you.
You may have missed it yesterday. And if you did, don't blame you. It was during the Patriots game. The Red Sox were in the midst of getting smacked around by the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, where they lost 3 out of 4 this weekend. Ugh. Fall back to 500 on the year at 75-75. 4.5 games back of that wild card with 12 left to play. But that's not the headline. The headline is that our own Joe Castiglione, Hall of Fame Joe, announced his retirement and that he intends to retire at the end of the season. And he did it during the game broadcast. It was very understated. It wasn't some big look-at-me extravaganza, and not that, you know, it's often like that, especially with announcers. And you know what broadcasting's like. You don't even get to say goodbye half the time. You know, I mean, we've all been down that road. But Joe Castiglione, a tremendous career, career that spanned many decades, the voice of the Red Sox for many lifetimes of fans out there, and a lot of people don't know Red Sox baseball without him. It's going to be a tough adjustment once he stops doing these games. He says full-time. So he said, I'm going to retire from doing full. So I imagine, and you just heard Cora there too, say, we know you're not really going anywhere. He'll still be around. I'd imagine you'll still hear his voice now and again, but as a full-time, almost every night broadcaster, and I know he's taken some more time off recently, this is the end of Joe Castiglione's career, a monumental titan career in the world of sports broadcasting and play-by-play.
Literally the tone of Red Sox Nation, because we've talked a little bit about this before. You know everything from the tone of Joe Castiglione's voice,
right?
The disappointment in his voice or the excitement. And my favorite of all time was the swing and a pop-up. Yeah. I used that when I was coaching youth baseball. I would literally throw batting practice, and every time a kid would have like a weak pop-up, a swing and a pop-up, I would use it on the damn kids. They must have gotten so sick of it. But I loved that. Like, you could just – his emotional tie to the results of – that at bat, that inning, that game, that investment that he had, which is why he's good at it. Like, if you don't care, I feel like people know you don't care. Then you just become Syracuse boy or whatever. They think you're just the latest generic Syracuse broadcaster. He was the opposite. He was old school. He was tied into it. And remarkable career. And I listened to Keefe earlier. I do wonder if we're starting to lose these long-termers, long-timers, if you're going to have the same types of.
A lot of guys held on to their, you know, like you think of the Heinsohns and, you know, Clyde Frazier and like a lot of the guy who've been doing
Mike
it for a
Gorman.
Long time, they hold on for a long
especially
time.
Especially the beloved ones, the Mike Gormans of the world. Joe Castiglione and Mike Gorman, I don't know, does anybody not like them? Is there anybody, you know, almost everybody has skeletons or haters in the closet or Twitter people. I feel like those are two guys that are above the cesspool that is Twitter criticism and hate. I mean, look at Tom Brady getting bitch slapped all across social media.
Sure.
I don't think that's ever happened to Joe Castiglione.
He's only been doing the job for 2 days. But
actually, it turned around. I saw some headlines that were like, after a terrible week one, Brady is less bad week two or something.
Honestly,
like that.
I watched so little of that Cowboys game, I didn't even know it. When the few times I saw it on Red Zone, I forgot he was even doing it.
Well, and he still doesn't say anything. The part I saw, there was a CeeDee Lamb big play, like catch and run, and he made like one noise. And then didn't say anything. Yeah, like he made a noise and then didn't explain anything, didn't say anything. But now Joe Castiglione, obviously a legend, and pretty cool that now, should I read anything into this? Do you know anything about it? I'm not invited to any knowledge in this place. So,
That he was going to retire?
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I am a gossip slut. Like, I got my ear to the ground.
That's
about
what I
all
thought.
Sorts of stuff.
Okay.
I'm always asking, did anybody know? Especially when it comes to programming changes, if you haven't noticed. Like, that's something that I'm a little interested in these days. Who's getting hired where and who's retiring?
Who's getting moved or replaced?
Who's getting moved around? Like, all that stuff is very important to me. So I've been ear to the ground. And I had no idea he was going to retire. I had no clue.
So can I give you, like, a cynical conspiracy theory?
Go ahead.
This is when he put a bullet in this season. Like, he knew he was retiring, but he was waiting because he didn't want to. Oh, they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be the wild card. And yesterday he's like, this is over. I might as well tell everyone.
Yeah, right. I tell him now they make the playoffs. Now it's about me all of a sudden. Now
right.
I can just sort of
now
ride
he's like,
off
nope,
into the sunset.
Nope, I know that there's not going to be any extra baseball.
It's better than Sterling. Sterling retired after like a week into the start of the season. Remember?
Yeah.
John Sterling, the season started, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to retire right now. That was it, and he was done. And they had to scramble to fill in around
right.
him. Castiglione made it the rest of the whole year, at least, before he dropped that bomb, which is, I still want to know what's going on there with Sterling. But for Castiglione, I think it's the longevity of it is certainly part of it. But his tone, tenor, ability to sort of deliver exactly what's happening, even in, getting older, still being able to right off the crack of the bat know exactly what's going on out there and deliver that in a way that people are just got so familiar with, so accustomed to. And it's not just about being familiar with it, because not everything familiar is always good, but he was, you know, like it was that everything about his voice and the way he sort of delivered the action to you was stump that you wanted to listen to, like you wanted to hear it.
And ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
That's right.
Oh boy. And when he dealt with negative things,
yeah,
he did so with a, as I said, disappointing tone, not an aggressive, like I don't know that players ever had a problem like they did with Eckersley
mm-hmm.
or some of the people that can be a little bit more pointed in their criticism. It's not like Joe was a homer and
right.
just ignored everything bad. You knew immediately when there was
he
a
wouldn't
bad...
like cross lines with the team, but yeah, he
no.
definitely he would say things. Yeah,
and his voice would say it all, his
right.
tone, and like, oh, that was terrible. Like he would have, but he wouldn't, it didn't feel personal. He was just describing terrible action or
yeah.
terrible results or whatever. I find it hard to believe there was ever anyone that was mad at him. I think they probably felt bad.
Right.
Oh, I made him use the sad tone on the broadcast.
Yeah.
I want to be better tomorrow so people don't have to hear sad Joe Castiglione
yeah.
tone.
Yeah, they weren't up there clapping when Jackie Bradley Jr. got in his face like with Eckersley
right,
or something like
right.
that.
No, it's different. And it's unfortunate, and this is no disrespect to Lou or Will or Sean, or they all, I think, are very good at what
mm-hmm.
they do. But it's going to be different.
Oh, yeah.
Change sucks.
It does.
When I tune in, I'm going to be like, hey, where's Joe? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't do it anymore.
It's funny you mentioned about his tone, because I remember the first game I worked up in the studio where I was doing, it was in, back in like 2017, we would do in-game around the scoreboard, you know, scoreboard around the league. We'd do,
oh,
we'd
I've
jump
always
in
liked
and do
those.
That.
Are you
Which,
good at those?
I was all right at that, yeah. I mean, I wasn't terrible
been
interested
at it.
In
those. Because you got to weave the play-by-play in.
Right, and this was one of the few times I actually got to be at Fenway. Most of the times I was back in the old studio over on French Street there, and it was tough because, you know, you'd have to listen for the ball hitting the glove, and this time I actually got to be there, and it was my first time meeting Joe, and I was really nervous to even talk to him at all, and they're way down there, and I was sitting up above with Doug Lane, brag, and we were just, you know, doing the thing, and then all of a sudden, and the Red Sox were getting their ass kicked. I forget who they were playing, but they were down like 12-3, and they hadn't gotten a hit since like the third inning or something, and Joe walks up the stairs, and he'd been doing the game, and he walks up the stairs, and he sort of looks at me, he looks at Doug, and he goes, "That sucks." And it was the first time I'd ever heard him say something that wasn't
right.
part of a broadcast, and I was like, all right, like, here he is. This is cool. And he's just a really nice guy. He's very approachable. People come into that, in and out of that booth all the time. He's very gracious and generous and stops and take pictures with him, talks to people. He's a great guy and a great ambassador for the team and for the sport of baseball, and we wish you happy trails.
An icon.
And whatever comes
iconic
next.
Career.
Icon. Really. Like,
I feel like
a
people
titan of this industry.
Know
yeah.
his style. Like, with great familiarity. Not just the tone, but the little nuggets from the press release or the media guide and, like, the knowledge he had of everything, which I always thought must have really been scripted and planned.
Mm.
And according to McDonough, like, the bulk of it is, like, that's Joe.
Yeah.
Joe knows every game he's called. He remembers everything he's seen over the years since, when is it, 1983 or whatever
yeah.
he started doing games. It's really remarkable, the things he's been through and seen and remembers and put his own unique spin on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. You want to call in with any memories of Joe Castiglione. We got room for you there, but we will re-engage with Patriots Monday when we come back. We heard from Jonathan Jones earlier on in the show. We're going to talk about the defense. Maybe it's not as great as we thought it was. We'll talk about that, and we'll revisit what we heard from Jonathan Jones a little bit earlier right after this.